Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mommy, I want to become a farmer one day.
Well, let's go to the Redberry Farm where you can enjoy the country life and sweet berry experience.
What can we do there?
We can pick our own fresh strawberries, ride on the mini train, and climb to the top of the world's largest strawberry. Then you can explore the hedge maze, ride a pony, and enjoy the bumper boats.
Yay! Let's go!
Redberry Farm, the Garden Route's favorite family destination.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Thank you so much to Dalu. Dalu says, I'm listening to Radio Pulpit with Radio ZA. That's and also sends a link there. Dalu is listening to us. Dalu, tell us where you are listening to us from, where you're picking us from. I want to get an idea as to how far we are. And of course, Linda V, thank you so much for the WhatsApps. I really appreciate. And also Prue, thank you so much. I really appreciate. I really, really appreciate. Send us more WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, I'm looking at Psalm 33, verses 6, Apostle. It says, by the word of the Elohim, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Huh? I like that. Psalm 33, verses 6, by the word of the Elohim, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Ish. And then check it out. I combine this with chapter 47, verse 3 of Psalms. It says, he will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. The one who has created, the one who by his word made the heavens and the hosts of it, and the one who has made all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. It says, he will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. Those who are standing against us and against him, he will subdue them under our feet. And that is his power. Apostle.
Hey. Mm. And then, you know, sometimes we never babbling rasta, our nervous papa.
Yeah.
And we just want to take matters into our
own hands.
But that's an attitude most of us we have. You know, when people have rubbed you off the wrong way, you feel like taking matters in your own hands. But look at the scripture that you've quoted. Where Mudumu is able to subdue your enemies. You know, like their enemies, they're dealing very arrogant.
Yeah.
They have a very arrogant.
Yeah.
Are unapologetic and, you know, keep poking you on your nose instead of about cowardly. But yet, Morena, or born, whatever subduer. Yeah, single handed. And that reminds me of Israel, when they left Egypt, the whole issue of plagues, Joe. I mean, for me, that's a big deal. That's why you see that God is all powerful. Who can do anything? I always get confused, yeah? That about who are not able to truly trust this God. This God is all powerful.
Yeah.
This God is almighty. You know, mountain, moving. I can tell all people members about Kawatangi and still the unapology. But hey, we serve a fair God. We serve a mighty God. Mudim is not only mighty, he's even just. The Bible says the foundations of his throne are built upon justice and righteousness, this God. Our vigilance is mine. That's how powerful it is. But to Helen, it's not her. And Ariva Tokotwara, Riva Tahonan, Kenya Matoho Arona, Riva Tuanela, and you couldn't know Babona. Sometimes when you want to fight with your enemy, because you have a limited power, ba deserve go lwantshiwa so modimo ha re ke tla ba subdue under your feet wa tseba gore ke eng ba tshwanetseng a tlobetsa. But like having said that, Joe, when you look in the book of Exodus, the Torah study plex from Exodus 7 right through to I think Exodus 10 or 11 somewhere there, you know, when you see the first plague, the plague ya madi, Morana had to make sure over once I am all, who do you think you are when this nation you le nagana gore le khosa le na faro le kae bona re ke le bontsho re ke mang turned water into blood.
Mm.
Understand that the Bible says even the fish maybe shwakunka kore hunka go sa bola ko egepit any the acts of God kore mabana a fitile ane go ba bontsha gore bona ke nna modimo wa lena ke le creatile, ke creatile le lefatshe le le phelang ko lona. Ke naganang gore le you can sideline me and sideline my people. They couldn't drink water for some time. And then just when they think they're out of this one, they're metsi, then bang, morana ba tabola ka plague ya the flies. Flies were all, I mean, truly, like Joe, ukila wana recently now.
Yeah.
I get to be calling you lang. Eh, in Eastern, yeah, ban di fiti.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. No,
but yeah, but well, I didn't see that.
Mm. I want to do my maybe the doom was somehow just a little strong, man. Didn't you say, Nakor, I didn't move. Kidding, chickity ends, I didn't move. You know, but remember, this is not a little irritating. We can manage them, but we're talking about bona the insects and they were very irritating. Never snack cotto diva figure and gap anangata. But just when you read the whole issue of plagues, Baba.
Yes.
That can give you an insight as to how powerful and how mighty our God is. You know, that is how Kreba Tavara Pella were bra God, you know. You reduce him to a bra. As a bra, how? Stick to your bra. So, no bra, but God cannot be made bra.
No.
God is almighty. God is. He can reduce it to size in a flip of a second. You know, also, Heribala Mo, in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, we be a hunter. You know, cut the lemon, not a fella. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Or our Lord God, thou have created the heavens and one of the heavens and the earth as we see it. The Bible says he created it with his outstretched arm, with his great power.
Yeah.
Anybody who am puse. You know, that is why he's God. We can't vote him in as God. We can't vote him out. He's all powerful. He does not depend on us to exist. There's a song. Yeah, what's the name of this guy? William McDowell or something like that. Hands out, when you're listening to the lyrics, there's a part that says, "Umudimu kabuwe." You know, you don't need nothing or no one. Hurube mudimu. You know, that's the kind of God. Like what I've quoted in the book of Jeremiah. Or just call it all, Hojo. And the thing that we see became. And the Bible says he's the Alpha and the Omega. We can go on and on. It's only people who are ignorant of the power of God. The fact that me and you, Joe, we are able to communicate like this on air. He holds us together. He holds me and you together.
Yeah.
When he lets go of us, we are gone. Kaput. Finished. Maybe we need to remember that. And the Bible says, well, now we are nothing but dust. So what holds us together is him, the Alpha and the Omega. The God that is able, the greatest evangelist ever. The God that is able to take a criminal off note. You know, I spread that the good news, the God that is able to turn the life of a prostitute around and cause that prostitute to become the greatest evangelist ever.
Hey.
You know, evangelizing the entire city.
Mm.
We cannot minimize the power of God.
Yeah.
In fact, some of us, we need to repent after this show. There are people, Joe, who are bombarded by trouble after trouble.
Mm.
And they forget that they serve a God who's almighty. And that's why they will go for alternative gods, for other gods. they will go for alternative gods because they haven't yet come into contact with this God that they've heard of. But I pray tonight that may this God that you have heard of become the God that you see his power at work. The God that has done it for others, surely he has the power to do it for you as well. We just need the encounter. And also, what we need more than anything is that, you know, when you have a revelation about something, it makes your whole world totally born again in a different way. But when you don't have a revelation, then that's when we get into trouble. We shouldn't get into trouble. We begin to consult other gods. We consult other powers because we haven't got the revelation. Remember, look at Paul. It took Paul to have an encounter and get a revelation of who God is. And prior to his encounter, the revelation that he had about God was twisted. Seriously twisted. And I think some of us, even if our understanding of God is really messed up. It is twisted. We just need another encounter. We just need a revelation of who God is. Maybe he needs to reintroduce himself to some of us so that we can begin to remember who he really is.
Absolutely. God of power. Absolutely. Almighty. Hallelujah. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I am talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and also Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green. We are talking about the power of Yahuwah, our Elohim, the power of the Most High. This power is all about. We are touching base on that. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. We will appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let me see. This one, Jesso Untikani, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And also, thank you so much. Tumsane, thank you so much. I appreciate, sir, the voice note there. And also, thank you so much to Juanita. I also appreciate the WhatsApps there. I will read them. I will read them. I'm still waiting on Dalu to tell us where is he listening to us from. All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, 0826572729. You can talk to us directly there.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Buddhist Makam, let me bring this to you also. When we talk about the power of the Most High, this is amazing. I'm looking in the word, Psalm 62:11. It says, Yahuwah has spoken once. Twice I have heard that power belongs to the Elohim.
Come on.
It's amazing. Hey, he had spoken once, but I heard him twice. That power belongs to him. And anyone who wields power over us, any aspect, spirit, principality that wields power over us, has this to know. That the one who holds real power has spoken, and twice we have heard him, that all power belongs to him. Then we know that if we stay in that confidence, we will surely see the manifestation of the power of the Most High. I know that will happen. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona my brother Ray. Ngiyabonga kuzizwe lakho, ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lomfazi Jesu Christ.
Thank you so much, Putwami. Welcome. Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Ngibulisa ibandla lakho, Pastor Magama, Apostle Phumlamfene no Pastor Green.
Mpepeta.
Ngiyabulisa Pastor Magama.
Amen.
Ngibulisa ngemvulo, my brother.
Hey, my brother. Yeah.
Hey, brother. Range ukuthi uthintile ukuthi uJehova mkhulu kunosezweni. Ngoba yena kuzila kalali.
Nazonke.
UJehova wamabandla onke.
Nayonke.
Ngubani ongunkulunkulu ngaphandle kwaJehova?
Hey.
Because nguye wadala izulu nomhlaba. our God is not limited.
Yeah.
God can bring something out of nothing. Life out of death. At the sound of his voice, God can command. Bonke kwenzeke, brother. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, baba.
God can bring something out of nothing, brother.
Yes, sir.
Life out of death. But the sound of his voice, God can command.
Yes, sir.
Because Edaba Umshaba, God was using his voice and commanding, but he let there be. Light. God was directing darkness to light.
Yeah.
Our Father is full of grace and mercy, brother, tender-hearted and forgiving.
Yes.
Uye yeto anikela ngendodana yakhe izibulo uJesu Kristu. Kunamanje sithi singabantu abakuyibanda kepha nakungathiwa thatha indodana yakho uhambe uyonikela ngayo lapho. Eish, singazinwaya ekhanda, brother, kunzima.
Yeah.
Yena wanikela ngendodana ke izibulo uJesu Kristu ukuzofela izono zezwe lonke. Wafela izono zezwe enganasono wenza isono ngenxa yezono zonke. UJesu Kristu zagcine wanikela ngempilo yakhe, wayindlala. Ngathi kuthi umuntu uyayindlala impilo.
Yeah.
UJesu Kristu wafa, wanqoba ukufa, uNkulunkulu wamvusa ngomoya engcwele. Amandla akhe. UJesu Kristu uye yedwa onike igunya namhlanje emhlabeni nasezulwini, brother.
Yeah.
Interceding for us. Thina siyibandla masikhuleke sidumise ubaba wethu to protect and guide us. To break up every evil schemes of the devil and his angelic forces, brother. Ay, niyabonga kakhulu, brother Ray. Niyabonga uNkulunkulu anibusise nonke, to God be the glory.
May the Father be glorified all the times. To Yahuwah be the glory. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, my brothers.
How's
God be the glory.
All the time. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring, 24 hours a day.
You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say now. He has spoken once, twice I have heard, that power belongs to him. Anything else that wields power doesn't hold the real power. Anything else that wields power over us doesn't hold the real power. Bab Makam.
Mfundisi wami, uma sikhuluma ngepower kaBaba, when you go to Job chapter 9, verse 4, uthi, for God is so wise and so mighty. For God is so wise and so mighty. Who can challenge him successfully? Ukhona yini angamchallenge aphumelela yini?
Hey mathatha.
No one. So if zikhona izithixo ezikhona abantu abazikhonzayo emanzini or aphansi kwehlahla or abanye baqamela kuzo. Bacabanga ukuthi lezi zinto zibaphuphisa kamnandi lezo yithixo Just think about First Samuel chapter 5, you know, chapter 6.
Yeah.
Kwa mphongolo wesivumelwano mfundisi wami.
Yes sir.
Phakathi kwa mphongolo kwaungasi uNkulunkulu ahlele laphaya. Was just a rap of his name. Abayithathile amaFilistine boyibeka ethempelini labo.
Yeah.
Lapho kuhlele khona isithixo basibiza ukuthi uDagon. The Bible says ukuthi the following day bavuka uDagon ushaye phansi ngesiphongo. Bayamvusa ngoba kuuNkulunkulu angakwazi nokuzivukela. You understand?
Yeah.
Bamise. Lapha kwalo mphongolo lapha akusuNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu abeka babonisa ukuthi yena ohamba nabo.
Yeah.
Ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi uma sihamba sihamba noNkulunkulu. So ayenza something ukuthi na but nanku uNkulunkulu siyamazi sihamba naye. Lo mphongolo ulala laphana kwesithu. Wavuka uDagon akana khanda, akana inyawo, akana akana zandla. Usele nje is a trunk imile iwile phansi futhi kumele bazama kuhlanganisa angazi ukuthi babehlanganisa ngesemende or babehlanganisa nge glue or what I don't know baze bathi no guys lento izosibulala lento lena as I said ukuthi na uNkulunkulu lonke ukukhuluma ngaye ipower lesikhuluma ngaye is a power to be and to do anything. And if I say ukuthi it's a power to do anything, kumbule noma seba bathatha wona lo mphongolo bawukhwelisa imbongola ukuthi zihambe inkomo ukuthi ibuyise lo mphongolo emuva. Inkomo akunamuntu welo kasi direct and akekho.
Yeah.
Because umphongolo wawufuna kubuyela kakabo wona. Umphongolo wona wu direct inkomo because has the power to direct, has a power to do, has a power to be. Lo ipowerless khuluma ngayo. So if ukhona even nomameli unayo into enyana or a thambu or a sahlanyana abanye boNkulunkulu bafaka even nasemaphesini kuphesa umuntu ahamba naye estoro ahlale naye lo uNkulunkulu nyana wakhe lona athi uNkulunkulu le nto lela ahamba naye. But lento le lapho as the end kumele ihamba ye renovator mina i renovation ye power ka baba ni renovator ngokuthi ngihlala kuye always I'm powerful mfundisi anke ngokukhumbuze ukunye sikhesa ukukhulekela mina nawe. Do you remember ngithi mfundisi nginenkinga la nginidliswa. Ukhona umuntu wezazo ngifaka ispade. Ora we you just prayed uhlele lapho ume khona lapho.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mpastor. Mpastor angikhulume ngento, angikhulume ngento. He just prayed lapha beka ame khona. Angimazi ukuthi lelo langa beka ame kuphi, angimazi. But ngathi ngifundise ngine into yoloko engihamba la.
Eish, I remember now. Yes.
Yes. Do you understand? And even today ngiphile saka.
Hallelujah.
I confess the power and the low power le lapho mfundisi. Uyifana nensipho. You can have insipho endlini, but if awuyithathi ungena nawe e bathroom ugeze ngayo uzohlala ungcolile kodwa unayo insipho.
Hey madodoti.
And le power le ikhona le yidinga umuntu will challenge ukuthi I need this, I must use this power.
Yeah.
You understand? Ufana nana uyamkhumbula le baba leyana uJesu uzowambisa ukuthi na lo lendoda lela indoda ifuna i power. Lendoda yayifuna i power but yayisebenzisa i power ye inye kingdom. But uma ifika yes uma ifika la ku real kingdom iqala kubona i power the real power. You understand
And lento lena yahamba yahamba ishumayela yonke le ndawo kulo ngoba linda beka ayibonile wayeqala kuyibona wayevame ukusebenzisa ama magic imagic ne power kaNkulunkulu zihlukile azifani and as others are fun.
Absolutely. Ngiyabonga mfundisi. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And someone sent this here at Radio Pulpit. Isaiah 41:10 in Afrikaans though. Muni bang viesni want ek esbejo ek magjo sterk ek veljo help. I want to help you. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I will help you. Isaiah 41. Just amazing there. All right. Let me read the WhatsApp just after a jiffy.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Someone sent me a photograph of the son. Says, have you seen this person? He's missing. His age is 4.603 billion years. yeah. Dalu says, I'm listening to Radio Pulpit, Radio Bug, Pulpit Radio Council with Radio ZA. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate. Linda V says, greetings in the room and to listeners. To shoot straight to it, I'm father to two strung on drugs for years. The big brother started by first year in high school and was expelled to date. The daughter starts at grade 11 in 2020 and drops out. Grateful to our father, the girl got rescued last year. I need to see God's power in other areas. But here with this girl, I've seen the inaction power of God. I'm grateful. Indeed, God breaking it down line by line for us will assist in addressing this successfully. Amen. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
And this one is from Prue, says, Shalom, Pastor Ray and your guests. I repent for putting God in a box. Thank you for reminding us about who God is. I'm strengthened in the Lord. I was feeling myself getting into depression, but I'm reminded that greater is He that is in me than that is in the world. Praise God for His love. Prue, may He guide you at all times. Now, here's another one from Jesu Untika and says, greetings, Brother Ray and your guests, together with the Radio Pulpit family. Thank God for the topic. I believe it was the power of God that was at work in me when a family member refused to be corrected and told the truth regarding their behavior and attitude that caused them to be diagnosed with a serious chronic disease. They did things and still doing them, even as sick as they are, under the guise of being a Christian. When I refused to be an accomplice and cover the lie and continue pretending, I did not find peace within me until I spoke to them, and that caused a fallout. I'm now an enemy, a holier than thou, etc. But after that discussion, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I still love and pray for them, trusting God for complete repentance. Maybe someday we will be a family again. Shalom. Nothing is impossible with the Most High. Nothing is impossible with the Most High, I say, and I believe it.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Tumsane.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
Pastor Ray, it's me, Tumsane, once again.
Welcome.
Greetings to everybody. Greetings to Brother Ren and to you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Pastor Ray, the power of God in these days. You know, Pastor Ray, these are the last days, the Bible says. And the last days start when Jesus came, and they will end when Jesus come back on his second return.
Mm.
So we are actually living in the last days. The church age is the last days.
Mm.
So basically, the power of God in the last days, in the church age. Well, this then will bring us back into saying, what was the age before the introduction of this age that we're in?
Yeah.
The Jews were waiting for the Messiah, Christ. And their notion was that Christ is going to conquer Rome, conquer the world, all roads lead to Jerusalem, and then through Jerusalem is going to rule the whole world. That was the notion. Everybody's natural notion is empire-minded, conquer, win. Like we were saying the other day, climb the ladder, get on top, defeat, you see. However, the power of God in our days does not work like that, because the Bible says Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
Instead, God's power, how God works in the last days, is not to conquer, Pastor Ray, and brethren in the Lord, but is to diet, is the cross.
Yeah.
So the power of God in our lives now, it's basically the cross. So even now in 2025, in the issues and the matters we are faced with now in 2025, in your home, in your life, in your everything, your edge is, oh God, help me conquer this thing. Oh God, help me be on top of it. Yes, if it was the age before Christ, in the times of David, God, the anointing of God will come, and David will, 300 of them, they will kill multitudes, and the glory of God will be revealed. The times of Samson, Samson would take Umhlathi wembongolo, being one man, and kill 1,000 men because the power of God came upon him. But now, the Holy Spirit is upon us to help us die, go into the cross. So that situation you're faced with, you must now adopt the power of God of winning it in a way, of seeing the glory of God, which is the cross. In other words, pick up your cross in that situation, patiently and enduring. When it's the matter of the last to stand, this is the power of God. God must strengthen you to be resilient, you know, so that the situation ends, but you stand. Paul says in Philippians 6, when all is said, when the evil day is done, and then you stand. Hallelujah. So in this case, the power of God is shown in your life, in our life, in our situation, when we pick up the cross and patiently endure, Pastor. So I really love this, and I pray that the Lord will reveal this mystery in our lives. It has been like that. Just finally, even Peter, you remember, he was saying, no, you can't go to the cross. And then Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. Because you are not talking the things of God. You are talking the things of man. So in order to see the power of God working in your life, take the approach of God, which is the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Ray. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tumsane. I really appreciate. May the Father continue to do you good.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. I trust you are well. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say. Otherwise, give us a shout. 012-334-1322. And tell us what comes to mind. And then, of course, we are grateful to hear from you as to what you say. Let's go back to Pastor Green. Pastor Green, a carnal mind, carnality these days, quite a challenge because this makes us to forget the power of the Most High. And in Psalm 93, it says, "The Elohim on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. He is mightier than the mighty waves of the sea." And he is the one, and check this out, in Psalm 65, verse 6, "Who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power." You know, his power is also his clothes. Yay, it's his regalia, others would say. Now, what comes to mind when it comes to this? Much of the times we forget what we are clothed with. Pastor Green.
Glory be to Jesus. Yes, Pastor Ray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We Amen. Are continuing with this powerful topic. Hallelujah. You know, when we talk about the power of God, hallelujah. Yeah, there is no power like the power of God. Hallelujah. We can claim to be powerful, but without God, we are not powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, even David, when David had to fight Goliath, Goliath had a spear, he had a javelin, he had a sword. And Goliath was a big guy. Goliath was dressed from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot sole. He had clothes on, that protective clothes. David, on his side, have 5 stones and a sling to fight this big giant. Pastor Ray, it sounds impossible. But the Bible says with God there is nothing impossible. So David said to Goliath, "You come to me with all these weapons that you have, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. David knows the power of God. David knows the power that is in God. Because what David remembered was, "I was there in the field taking care of the sheep, and the lion wanted to steal the sheep, and I killed the lion." He said, "I know that a bear came and he also wanted to steal the sheep, and I killed the bear." So who is this? David's confidence was God is with him and God is going to help him out. Now, this is really powerful, Pastor Ray. You know, when I read my Bible, I can see why David was the way he is. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, I mean, most of the people know this verse, but I'm going to read it. Just hear what God said. God said, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let him have dominion." Just that, Pastor Ray. Just that is enough. Hallelujah. Let us make man. We're supposed to know who we are. We're supposed to know the power that we have, Pastor Ray. We're supposed to know the authority that we have. Demons is not supposed to tell us what to do. We are supposed to cast them out. Even Jesus say in the book of Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, "Those that believe and is baptized in my name, they will cast out the demon." Now, yeah, God say, let us make man in our own image. Let us just think, first of all, what is the image of God?
Yeah.
What is the likeness of God?
Yes.
And then God say, and let them have dominion, let them have power, let them have authority. The power that we have, let man have it. That is what God gave us. That is what God has put in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's nothing that's supposed to control us. That's why Adam even had the chance to give all the animals their names. Because the power, the wisdom, everything was in a man. God said, let us make man in our likeness. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let man be like God. That is what God actually said to us. And then God said, give them dominion. Give them power. The power that is in God. If we know who we are, Pastor Ray.
Now, hold it there. Hold it there, Pastor Green. Let's take a call in here. Sawubona Dumela, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Ray.
Hello, ma'am.
How are you?
Very well. How are you, ma'am?
I'm great.
Welcome to the show.
The power of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this power, Pastor Ray, was shown to King Darius.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm.
He had to see the power of God through Daniel.
Yeah.
The king could not sleep, not knowing what will be the outcome. But in the morning, when he went to check Daniel in the lion's den, ferocious, dangerous lions, there he saw the power of God.
Yes.
The power of the Almighty God. The lions never touched Daniel. It's not because Daniel was strong. It's not. God showed his power. That's how powerful he is. Yes, the same power he showed to those three Hebrew boys in that fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an almighty God, the most powerful God.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible with him. He says, I'm the Lord, the God of all mankind. In Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? Yeah, that's who God is, Pastor Ray.
Yeah. Wow. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, ma'am. Blessings to you. All right. You too. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And we're still talking to Pastor Green on this. And, of course, you can call us and talk to us even as we talk. Pastor Green, let me come back to you.
So I was saying to somebody one day.
Yes.
You don't have to let anything of this world control you.
Yeah.
You have the power to say no and turn your back on it. You know, when I talk like that, Pastor Ray, I'm talking about the wrong things that people are doing. You have the power to turn your back on that wrong thing and never do it again.
I
want to give an example of myself shortly, Pastor Ray. You know, once upon a time, I did give my testimony here on Radio Pulpit. But I just want to go to some points there. When I was involved in all these wrong things, like gangstership, drug addicts, and all these things, when I was involved in those things, Pastor Ray, I forgot who I was. There was nobody to help me. There was nobody to take me out of these things. Right, I went to church, but even the church could not help me. But when I came to God, Pastor Ray, hallelujah, that one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, not 4 days, not 5 days, not little by little, that very same day, the story turned around. Now, who could turn that story around? Pastor Ray, I never went to the rear. But I'm a pastor today. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm not better than other people. But what I'm saying is, we forget who we are. We forget the dominion that we have inside of us, the power that we have inside of us. You have read earlier the verse, Pastor Ray, in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, where the Bible says, greater and stronger is him who lives in us than he who is there in the world. We have a power in us, Pastor Ray. We have the all-powerful one inside of us, the one who's in control. The one who's in charge. The one who knows exactly about tomorrow, about a week to go, about everything. We have him inside of us. But sometimes our people, it's like they forget who they are. And it's only one thing that can make us to come back to our senses and know who we are. Our apostle was reading the verse earlier, there in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. She was reading verse 10, but when we read from verse 8, we will see that even the power of God, grace is the power of God.
Mm.
We can see that God is in control, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
But God gave us dominion. God gave us authority. God didn't make us to be like robots. God gave us authority.
Mm.
God gave us a chance that we can choose. We have a choice, Pastor Ray.
Mm, mm,
so that is what I'm saying today, that if we allow God, if we allow him to take over, then God can turn the whole story around. Mm. I think today when we look around, many people get strokes, nervous breakdowns because of stress, because of worries. Pastor Ray, we are not rejoicing when we see these things.
Mm.
But the thing is, do we know who we are? Are we going to continue focusing on the things that cause us to go down? Remember, the Bible said the devil, the thief, come to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have life abundantly. So we cannot, we have the authority, the power that God gave us. Hallelujah. So this is my words tonight, Pastor Ray. People must come back to their senses. People must come back to know who they are.
Mm.
To know what God has created. Even Adam himself, Pastor Ray. God created Adam in his likeness, according to his, in his image, according to his likeness.
Yeah.
But Adam, on the end of the day, God even warned Adam, don't eat of this tree. But Adam have ate of that tree. That's why the world is so upside down. But when Jesus came, Pastor Ray, when Jesus came into this world, Jesus came to restore
your
everything.
Call has been placed
so
on hold.
Don't have to be a fearful, because the Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but God gave us power. God gave us power. God gave us authority. We are supposed to trample on the demons and the serpents. We are supposed to trample on them. We are supposed to tell the devil to get out and he must come out. We are supposed to tell the sick be healed and they must be healed. That is what is written in the Bible. But now, because, Pastor, we forgot who we are. We forgot who we are in the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Ray. We'll continue.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. I really, really, really appreciate. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are left with only 10 minutes, and you can just tell us as to how you feel about this. 012-334-1322, and the WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. I am keen to hear from you. All right, and we are touching base on the very aspect of what a carnal mind is all about. Now, let me come back to you, Apostle, and your closing remarks with regards to this. Now, the word says in Psalm 93, it says, the Elohim on high is mightier than the noise of the many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Now, it also says, and this is what we also see today happening also in our lives, in Psalm 145, verse 6, men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. We need to declare his greatness in the light of all that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ in our lives. What say you?
Indeed, we serve a God who is all-powerful. One of the names of God is the Lord God who is omnipotent, meaning he's got unlimited power. His power is unrestricted, unlimited. Other gods have other powers, but their powers are certainly limited. I was listening to a song during the week by Java. So begins to describe the power of God Almighty. Now, also another name of God is God who is omniscient, meaning he's a God who knows everything. He's not only all-powerful. He's also all-knowing. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. And lastly, we serve a God who's also omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere. Mm. God is not limited or restricted to any geographical area. Mm-mm. There is no distance with God in the realm of the spirit. He's here. He's there with you. He's all over the place. That's the kind of God that we serve. Just as we close, ki offering panyana hanyani. Yeah. Making my meeting earlier on about government. It was the about one and two. But for my ritual, so could me, Ninkodi, think, oh, my change. But never Nahana or me, Mudimu, Wabona, or more powerful. So, you know what? The sooner they hold on to God, who's real, powerful, who's all knowing, who's not even limited or restricted, the better their lives will change for good to the glory of God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Mfundis Makam, let me bring this to you also as to what you say. And I am reading Psalms chapter 150, verse 2. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. The power of the Most High is excellent. There is no fault in it. And his power is perfect. There's no mistake and blemish in it. His victories are certain and they are for sure. They're not short-lived. His victories are real. And this is what we should hold on to and believe also in his name and in his power. What say you finally?
If this one, if the Bible says his victory is for real, mina ngikhuluma ngami. Because in Gimbone like Amy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, and go because now, Utoka in so means a good Gizabat. Gizabat. We understand in so Miles and over Eggen of the Nonga some comb because of Ubanulo Zengai and the Suke Coop.
Yeah.
If an analy interbant by Bamago Cocote, Labour Bambum Takat, Umote, Bisbonis.
Abagwaz.
Mina ngikhuluma ngami ngimbonela kimi ngithi mina 2018 ngadliswa ngaphupha ngidla kuloku kulumisisa njalo njalo and I've seen the power of God. Number 3 mvame ukuyisho la mfundisi ukuthi in my own family ubaba waye nabakhosikazi awu 6 amadoda wasekhaya abobhuti ngelastborn me abobhuti abantu besilisa bababana ingathi siwu 9 but akekho nomntana omfana ngabuwa ngaba yimi ngedwa ngavuma bashumayela bathina if any man is in Christ is a creature. I became a new creature and I became the first one to have boys in my own family. We are bazi mfundisi wami.
Yeah,
I understand. So if umuntu it power kaNkulunkulu kuna lapha abona khona ukuthi kuvalekile le power lela yivula nalapha bathina umuntu wakhona ushonile asazi ukuthi kuzovuleka kanjani yona iyavula ngoba is unlimited.
Yeah,
akukho lapho ayifuna ama scientist lento lela yifuna the real power kaNkulunkulu that is real yeka. Futhi mfundisi Chris lento inhamba nibukela la yokuthi kuvuswa abantu le eMalboro le kuvuswa abantu abaphethe nama cellphone akusi power lokuthakathi lokuthi kuhamba ukukhisa ama fish ezithweza ngasese zabo mama akusi power ebuthakathi lamathawula lawahambayo bani bathi zisula ngawo uma bazoprofeta akusi power ebuthakathi lamanzi namba niwaphuziswa ninabantu akusi power ebuthakathi the real power ayina ma side effects ayidingi thawula ayidinga amanzi ayidinga nje the word uyamkhumbula uLazaro bathi se ubolile for 3 days 4 days ibungu seziqalile ziyadla but when the real power came that Lazarus come out
wow. Yeah. Usese khona makam
ngikuzwa kahle mfundisi wami the real power khuluma the real power umethi Lazarus
come out. Wa pumula zara sabo penya wengine zanda konga tu no guaja tampa tampa. Ukwambona umuntu waphuma unogwaja ethuneni. But ibungu ziqalile ukudla zafa. Waphuma umuntu. Waphila. But mkhaqheni. Ngoba abantu bayakubopha bakubeka ethuneni. So uma into zakho ziboshiwe, uma ngaba awuthola umsebenzi, asadvertise lento ngena kwa le real power igama lakhe uyahuwa. Yahusha hamashiach. I am who I am. Uma I am who I am, uyile into wena umfuna ukuthi abe yiyo ngoba akana shape. Angeke umtshela ukuthi uyiretangela or uyini. I am who I am. Whatever ufuna ukuthi ngiba yiyo, ngileyonto wena uyifunayo ngaleso sikhathi, izilonko ohlele kimi.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for the calls. Thank you so much for the voice notes. I really appreciate. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like him. And next week, we are going to be talking about a carnal mind. And what a carnal mind is and the effects thereof. This is happening next week. We will be touching base on that. Right. And Evangelist Green says the power of our God is real. Man will try to raise alive men from the dead, but the power of God raised Christ from the dead. And of course, we really appreciate. Thank you so much, Pastor Green, for that. Now, let's talk again next week. Apostle, thank you so much. And you know, we appreciate you. You know we care. You know we love you so much. And keep safe. Blessings to you and the family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate to you and to all of our listeners. Pastor Graham, Pastor Makamwa, we appreciate and celebrate you. Shalom, shalom. Till next time. God bless.
Auzege, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Apostle there. And Mfundisi Makami, Kensile Nvashaweta, Akaya.
Mfundisi Kensile, man, in Porto, Mpostola, Nyamkenja. Mzwango, Mate, why is it you?
Oh, ow, ukulumeka ni.
No, but in Yabong, Mpostola, I'm in next week in Zokuzo. Yeah, I'm in Zokuzo.
Thank you. Warata, warata, mecho, mika uta wazama. Eh, my brother.
Pastor Green, my apostle, now in Fundiswami.
Thank you so much. I wave back. Thank you so much. And of course, next week we going to touch base on a carnal mind, and thank you so much also to Pastor Green. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we thank him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he has been guiding us into all truth. From Ray, thank you very much, and until we talk again, may the Father continue to be on your side. Tuda! Rabah.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.